Alrighty, let's go ahead and get rocking and rolling here. This is Vance Rogers. I get to play host once again on Saturday AM Live. I trust that Mr. DiMuccio is on the line.
Yes, ma'am.
Michael, thank you very much. I understand you just got back from a family vacation. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And where were we vacationing this time?
Beautiful little place called Honey Harbor. It's a resort about an hour and a half north of the city of Toronto in the Lakes District. It's just real pretty and beautiful in the Canadian Shield.
And you've got, is it two children, both daughters?
Two girls and a boy.
Three. Oh, fantastic. There's got to be a handful right there. Because I only know what it's like, you know, doing man-to-man defense. Because, you know, it's two-on-two. No special zone plays. No special, you know, Hail Marys. We just, you know, one-on-one most of the time, and then we're good to go. Mike, for those people who are not familiar with you, a brief introduction. You've been around NECN for a long time, much more than I have, as I approach the 16-year mark, and I believe it's 17 or is it 18 years for you?
It's coming up on 18, yeah.
Coming up on 18. And you were in your 20s when you got started, and you're one of the top five income earners in North America, which is quite an accolade. As my mom always says, you know, the NECN commission check isn't everything. However, it makes a really good scorecard of what you're doing and what's working and what's not working. You've got an international business. And let's see, what else do I need to tell people about you that is, well, you're just an all-around great guy, and I'll you know, finish off with that. But, Mike, I want to explore a little bit about a couple different ideas that are running around in my head. But one is tenure. And the people that are listening to this call have been around NECN for a while. This is not really set up as a prospecting call for welcoming new people. What do you attribute as far as your longevity with NECN, the stick-to-itiveness? Because we see people come and go. I mean, it's, you know, and some of them, when they go, it really kind of leaves a void because we know they'll be missed. But what's your secret for saying, okay, NECN is the network marketing company for me, and I plan on doing this for the rest of my life?
You know, Vance, in all the years I've been asked to guest speak on a call, I got to say this is probably the best question I've ever had.
Well, good.
There's a lot of reasons why I stay and continue to build my NECN business, and I build it in various ways. You know, there's working in your business and then there's working on your business. And I do both at various stages. I don't always work in my business and I don't always work on my business. And I'll define that for you in a bit. But I think, you know, the people, first and foremost, are fantastic. And NECN is a very social and socially conscious organization of people. And you've heard our president talk about this many times, having come from the direct selling association meetings or having been involved in other networking companies in the past. He says there's something very, very distinct about the NECN people. They're just a quality above all. And I believe that is absolutely true. I've experienced the differences myself.
Now, wait, Mike, let me interrupt you here. Is there something that you think, I mean, I have a few ideas myself, but is there something that makes NECN Wellness Consultants different, makes us unique?
Yeah, integrity.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is there's a connection to the mission of NECN at our heart. I mean, you can have integrity and be very money motivated, but in NECN, the integrity is aligned with our philosophy, and that is the calling card, if you will, our beacon that attracts people. And so if you look at other network marketing companies or businesses in general, and you ask yourself, okay, what is the fundamental vibe that's holding the, you know, what's the glue holding this thing together? It all stems from its mission, its vision, its original intention. And NECN's intention is one that's unparalleled in virtually any other system or organization I've ever seen. I've never seen something articulated quite so well as the five pillars of health and the pursuit of balance in those five pillars, which, in my opinion, is absolutely the best definition of success I've ever encountered. You know, so when you look at that, you say, okay, that is the thing that attracts people even if they're not conscious of it, on some unconscious level or even a conscious level, this is our calling card. This is the thing that draws people to us. And then we have all the bells and whistles, all the things that make it shiny and new and very attractive and, you know, tangible and material and so forth. But underneath it all is the spirit, is the essence of Niken. And that's what draws people to Niken ultimately. And that's what, you know, the ones who stay are the ones who are truly motivated, are genuine about that philosophy and the spirit and an intention of Niken. If they really care about people and making a difference. And that, I think, is one of the reasons why I stay. I care about people and I like to make a difference. And I find different ways of doing that. I've been an avid student of this business for a long time. I've developed many systems with the hope that it will empower and enable people to be more successful in the business. You know, eliminate.
And that, when you say developing systems, and we're going to get into that in a little bit here, you talk about people staying, and it's not that, you know, we're always thinking, okay, do I have to have a reason to stay? Is it this bad? You know, no, it's not that at all. I remember Steve Hooper years ago giving a statistic. It was at a President's Club gathering down at Niken's headquarters, and I thought it was really fascinating when he mentioned a statistic that in the network marketing industry, the turnover ratio or the dropout ratio, if you want to call it that, is 75%. And yet with Niken, we have a 50%. So in other words, we're retaining 50% of the people that join, not necessarily the ones that, you know, build all the way to the top of a Royal Diamond or a Royal Ambassador, but 50% who join and say, yeah, I'd like to do this as a part-time or a full-time career. And that, I think that in asking that question, what you feel the secret is, you know, and all the things you're talking about, the five pillars and integrity, it is interesting to note that we're maintaining that, and we're seeing.
Well, I think it's also a more mature audience, because the subject is health and wellness, and clearly 99% of network marketing companies claim they're in the health and wellness business, but our approach to it, the total health and wellness approach, the philosophy, and of course, unique and proprietary technologies that really actually matter, and create such an emotional impact with people that creates a bond and an attachment to Niken unlike anything else. So there's a higher level of emotion and a higher level of maturity that leads to a higher level of devotion, if you will.
And, you know, what's interesting about that is because of the training programs that we have, I think we get equipped, and we have such great leaders like Dave Johnson, who has always said from the very beginning, where you'll be 5 years from now depends on the tapes, the CDs you listen to, the books you read, the people you associate with, and there's a few other things that people like to add. But bottom line, when you look at the fact that you mentioned bells and whistles, a great bell and whistle is our humans being more / business fundamental training. We're the only company in the world, as far as network marketing, that has that. And, you know, when you hear people like Bob Richards and Ken Bodak and Doug Braun talk about that, they say that is the envy of the industry, because they are the ones, as you mentioned, go to the direct selling association meetings, and they hear the comments from people saying, man, we're trying to duplicate it, we're trying to create something like your, you know, humans being more, and we just haven't been able to put our neck. Well, it's kind of tough to copy something that's so unique as that, and when people have that opportunity to experience that, that will mature them up quite quickly. And
yeah.
It creates a much better environment of people to live. And then when you look at the five pillars and all the other things that we have, these are not just, you know, things that we talk about. These are things that we live.
Yes.
And it makes a huge difference. Mike, on the subject of, because as you approach your 18-year mark, what's something that you use? Because we go through this. I mean, some days I wake up and I've got that day allocated to really hone in and either return phone calls or make phone calls or, you know, send out emails or get, you know, do appointments one-on-one with people or whatever. What for you, what keeps that spark alive?
Well, I wanted to define the term, and I'll get to that question immediately. Working on my business versus in my business. You just define working in my business, returning phone calls, being on ABC calls, going out, meeting with people, sending out emails, you know, the communication part of it. That's working in my business. working on my business is creating infrastructure or methods to support ongoing growth and development of my business. And that is something that keeps me motivated and active in NECN, because there's a hugely creative side to that. And my background prior to NECN was music. Actually, before that was aerospace engineering, and then subsequently music. But either way, you could see that they're both in the air, in the field of exploration, you know, doing things that are creative and out there. Well, with NECN, I've found a means to be creative and stay interested by exploring better ways of doing things. And one of the things that keeps me interested in NECN is always seeing a better way. Somehow, some way, I can always picture it in my mind, because I stay current with the times. I stay current with what's going on in the changes of the world. I mean, I'm a student of life, a student of business, a student of philosophy. So I try and stay very current, and I can see where the adjustments need to be made on occasionally. And I find a lot of interest in working with a team of people to make those collaborative adjustments. And like I said, that shows up in different ways in NECN. But that keeps me interested, because I can see the future in that. And when you see a future that's bigger and brighter and better for everyone in your mind, then that gives you hope and the faith and the impetus to do the things that make a difference. And so I guess that's what it is. There's always a picture in my mind of where this could be, and how much greater this could be, and how much bigger NECN could be, and how NECN could become a recognized brand in the world if we get all the pistons firing in proper sequence, and we get the proper alignment and adjustment in marketing and communication. So those are the things that have kept me sort of in the game. Not directing my business per se, but directing NECN. You know, one of the things that I discovered as I grew up in NECN was, first you grab onto NECN, you latch onto it as if it's this big, bright, shining star, and it's just going to take you where you want to go, because it's already been doing that for many years before your entry into NECN. And then I realized, you know, NECN is just a bunch of people who are making it up as we go along, so to speak, you know. And when you get to that point, you realize, you know, I have more to do with the future of this company than I thought before. And Larry Proffitt once taught me that. He says, you know, you're sitting waiting for us to tell you what to do, and we're sitting waiting for you to tell us what you want to do.
Mm.
And that's when it became very clear that a leader in NECN leads. That means you go. You take NECN into areas where NECN hasn't gone, into markets it hasn't gone, into ways of expressing itself that it hasn't gone. And that excites me. That keeps me interested.
Well, and that's, you know, and that redefines, or I guess reminds me on a daily basis, that we're all independent wellness consultants, and that we can independently build our business however we want to, because, you know, if we've all been given a different fingerprint, and I read a statistic the other day that our tongues have a different print than every other tongue, you know, among the 6 billion plus people on the planet. And that if that uniqueness is there, why should we think that each and every one of us needs to follow a cookie cutter method to building our business? And I look at, you know, some of the people that their business just literally launched and exploded, and it wasn't because they, you know, and you looking at you as an example, but I think when we chatted before, you had said you brought on 26 people in your first month,
yeah,
or something like that. And, you know, did you have, being an aerospace engineer, did you have a formula that you developed, you know, E equals MC squared? No, you just went out and said, you know, I know this thing is going to go. I made the decision to jump on board with it, and, hey, let's get out and get
it. I had a story.
You had a story.
I had a very compelling story to tell, and I had products that no one had ever experienced to demonstrate, to validate that story. And that's the name of the game pretty much when it comes to prospecting. You have to have a story. And this brings me back to what you're just saying about our fingerprint. You know, like I said before, for the longest time, we attach ourselves to NECN thinking that's the story. And then afterwards, you find that the only thing that keeps you going is creating a story, a new story.
Mm.
Your own story. And I call that the big idea. What's your big idea? You know, what are you going to do? I'll give an example. There's a gal who... who took some Miken products into a second grade classroom, and is now her mission is now to create wellness classrooms mm-hmm. because of the impact that that had on the kids was so dramatic. She got the parents involved, etc. Mm-hmm. So there is how she is making every home a wellness home. She's introducing people to Miken through the means being the school, the classroom, and the children. That's a great vehicle.
And that's where she's at. You know, for
and
me
that's
to,
where she's at. You know, yeah, grow where you're planted.
Yeah, for me to walk into a hospital and go try and talk to a bunch of doctors when I live in a very rural community and I don't network with a bunch of doctors, I'd be totally out of my league. Completely.
And you'd feel uncomfortable and so on and so forth.
And they sense that, and, you know, we'd never really get past first base. I don't even think we'd even swing, you know, at the ball. But what you're talking about is you having a compelling story. Each and every one of us have it. If we're Nikan Wellness Consultants, we obviously jumped on board for some reason. We've had an experience with the product, or maybe, you know, we didn't really have a product experience per se, but we went out there and introduced it to a few people, and we got a $500, you know, $1,200 check the first month, and that's our compelling story. That man, I have to do this because where I'm heading or where I was headed financially was a disaster. I mean, it was a freight train that was going off the tracks at full speed, and this is the thing that is going to allow me not to be derailed, but keep me on the focus because of whatever it is. Mike, you talk about your past, and I don't want to get too far off, but developing and seeing people and wanting them to become better. And I guess that going back to something you said earlier, it's the people, the integrity, that not once in the almost 20 minutes that we've been talking, not once have you said, I'm all about just making more money for myself. And by training and duplicating myself and other people, I'm going to create more wealth. You have not once said that. And that I think that's the real beauty of the wellness consultants that I know and that, you know, Stacey and I have gotten to know over the years, is the money is fantastic. I mean, at times I have even described it as, you know, absurd and obscene because Nikan has over a 60% payout of every dollar that comes in, 60% goes back out to the field. So we haven't talked about that. What we're talking about is building up people. And you'd even mentioned that you like to create systems. You've created a system that you've been using for a few months now called
Before
the Wellness.
Before you get into that, could I just address that?
Yes, go ahead.
You know, this is a universal golden rule. It's immutable, and it is the truth. And that is the relationship you have to money is a function of the value that you create in the world.
Okay, say that again.
The relationship that you have to money is in proportion or relative to the effect or the value that you create in the world.
Hmm.
And so if your focus is on the money, that's the effect. The effect doesn't come from the effect. It comes from the cause. So your focus has to be on the cause. And if your focus is purely and truthfully on the cause, then that means it has the full impact of your vitality, your energy, your light. And if the cause is aligned properly, then that's going to give you an unlimited flow of income. So you stay focused on the effect. You stay focused on the cause, on the things that create. What creates in Nikan success is making an impact, making a difference. Not for yourself. That's the effect. It's for others. That's the cause. The effect is inherent. It's automatic. It's something that you don't have to think about. And so if your energy and your vitality and your thought process and your thinking every minute of every day is about making it better for others, then the natural course of that, the laws that kick in, is that it's going to be made better for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't ever have to think about the money. And it's the people who think about the money all the time that are the ones who don't have it.
Yeah, and that's true because we have, you know, ridiculous lawsuits that go on in the world of people that don't have it, and they figure out and they scheme some way. And I came across one the other day of a person that we know, and it just grieved me because this person is ultimately, they said, I'm going to go after 10% of everything that you have, all your assets. And this is quite sizable because these people are very wealthy. And there was no cause reason because then the money's all whacked out and the focus and everything. You know, what's interesting about that, Mike, too, is that, you know, I don't know if it was John Kalinch who coined the phrase, but he's the first one that I ever heard say it, that more money just makes you more of what you already are. If you're a giver, you know, prior to coming into NECAN and you start accumulating great wealth and resources and being able to diversify your financial portfolio, if you started out as a giver, then that's just going to increase. If you were one of those people that, you know, invested in what I love the way Brian Tracy describes it as the stupid tax, and that is every day you go down and you buy that lottery ticket for the hope and the foolish desire that it's going to actually profit you with something, it's a stupid tax. Nobody's forcing you to pay it, and there's no guarantee, as they all say, this should be played for entertainment purposes only, there's no guarantee you're going to get anything. And yet, however, when we invest in people, like what you just said, then the rate of return on that the finances will come. It's network marketing and investing in your niche and business is the only thing that when you invest in people and you build them up, they will in turn, it just keeps growing and growing and growing.
And it doesn't always come immediately and directly from the same person you're investing in. Mm. It's like your energy has to flow outward. It will return, and sometimes it will return in a way that surprises you, but it must return to its source.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we have to remember that being part of a cause, recognition is the number one motivator for anything, but being part of a cause is the second motivator for people. If they can wrap their hands around something in wellness and making a difference and making an impact in people's lives and giving them something that's going to turn their life around, and we see this day after day, week after week, if we're involved and we're plugged in to what's going on in the NECAN world, we keep hearing and we read about the incredible testimonies that are in the Living Well magazine, and then the ones that come across via email, and even ones that happened years ago, like you mentioned, you know, a second grade teacher who is impacting students, and we've had Shalyn Roca, who, by the way, my goal is to get her back on the call to hear an update, because she was the first one to pen the phrase the wellness classroom. Mm-hmm. And it's doing NECAN where you are and whatnot. Well, Mike, we've got a few minutes left here, and I don't want to, because this whole discussion is really more than I had hoped for, and it's been wonderful. And that being said, you as you mentioned, you developed different systems over the world, and I want to preface, or over your tenure with NECAN, you've developed different things that people have used and you've used to build your business. And I want to preface by saying, just because we talk about it doesn't mean it's the system of all systems. I remember Kathleen Duell, who was a diamond in NECAN and wellness consultant of the year years ago, she said it best, and one of our people that we were working with picked up on this, and I didn't realize how profound it would be, but she simply said, look it, When you start out in NECAN, listen to the person that you refer to as a mentor. It may not be your sponsor. It may not even be your sponsor's sponsor. It may be a few people up that you're directly working with that's going to help you get your business up and running and kind of give you a blueprint to run on, or at least a set of tracks to run on. And she went on to say that you listen to them, and when you get to the silver level, it wasn't until you get to the silver level, but when you get to that silver level, you have a decision that you can make. Is this track working? Can I duplicate it? Or is this more what my mentor, more what my leader up above me is really wanting me to do? And it's just not quite fitting my, you know, it's not the glove that's fighting on my hand. And at that point, you may want to deviate and either develop your own or do something, you know, modify. I think one of the biggest things that gets people on the wrong track is that when we see something that looks attractive, per se, like the Wellness Network, and we jump on in there because it's got all the supportive things that we need, that we see could really function and work for us, because it's computer and we're computer people and we're going into, you know, the 21st century and everything is instantaneous, and yet we go, okay, yeah, this is what I'm going to latch onto, and we meander because we never used it to build. But it looks attractive, and we want to use it. And I've seen that happen time and time and time again. And it's nothing wrong with the system or the program. because that program may have been used by, you know, many people to build their business. But when we get sidetracked because, and I'm not just picking on you, Mike. I'm saying I've seen people out there do this time and time again, and it's like they switch systems and methods faster than they change their underwear. And I'm like, man, why don't you go back to your original, like you said, you have a compelling story. Why don't you share that? The challenge, though, that I think we see time and time again is that people get to silver based on building volume, and then they don't know how to disseminate or defer what you had already said. Hey, let me show you how to develop your compelling story. Because if you don't teach other people how to do that, then they're not going to be able to go out and make it to silver as well.
We call that the personal success story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, just the things that I have learned and have attempted to encapsulate in the Wellness Track and the Wellness Network is principle. Because principle, if you learn principles and methods are, you know, it's like intention mechanism. Principle is intention. If you understand the principle, then there's many different methods that you can apply. Many times, however, people are taught application. They don't understand the context of that application. And often it's taught by people who are promoters. Promoters are not analysts and therefore lose sight of the context or the context that somebody's coming from when they're learning. So a lot of learned behavior out there, but not necessarily productive learned behavior over the years. And so this, in my opinion, is information that's principally centered, and it is put in a package that is easy to follow, attractive, and the materials are organized in such a way where they're easily accessible for where you're at in the business, with the overall intention to help people learn to be consciously competent in this business. And why that is such an important statement is because that's the language of the world. That's the language of business. Unless you have conscious competence, what you have is unconscious competence, and therefore you lack the ability to duplicate.
Sure.
And you start to pontificate and hope that somebody is going to understand something about that and be able to take from that. And that's simply not systematic, and that's not what's going to yield the kind of results that the franchise industry has experienced, which completely dwarfs the network marketing industry, even though they started at the same time. And so if we look to the franchise industry and bring the principles that are effective there into the networking industry, then we've just turned this engine into something with a lot more horsepower. And that's really what is encapsulated in the work that I do, is teaching in principle, showing illustrations and graphics. For instance, one of the principles I teach, which is the cause-effect relationship, is breaking through a board, a karate board. You know, if you are taught to break a board, the thing that you're taught most important is to focus on a point beyond the board. And then your hand will go through the board. Well, that analogy is what we use when we're teaching a strategy for going silver. A strategy for going silver is beyond silver. What's beyond silver? It's gold. Well, what's required to create golds versus silver ships are very different. Silvership is an exercise in attracting people who buy products. But attracting leaders who build businesses is a different exercise. It requires a little bit more finesse, a little bit more information. And so if your focus is on finding leaders, you will attract volume anyway. If your focus is attracting volume, you don't necessarily attract leaders. And so a lot of silvers fall short of going beyond silver for that reason. And then that, of course, is what they teach, and the same is true. So the sins of the father are handed on to the son, if you will.
Mike, wait, so, let me interrupt you because you just said something that begs to me to ask the question. I'm a silver, and I shared my compelling story, and I wasn't able to quite attract other leaders that could see themselves doing this, and I've been silver for 4, 5, 6 years. What would you say to me to say, hey, let's not, you know, I don't like the term, let's relaunch your business or let's launch your city, or, you know, I don't like that because it just, you know, you may like that studying aerospace engineering, you know, with rocket launching, but it didn't do anything for me, and it never has. But if I've been here a while and I'm enjoying the, you know, 20% rebate and all the other great things of being a silver, what would you say to me to say, hey, look, at let's retweak your story, or you want to get to gold? Okay, let's do it. What would you do?
Well, first of all, let's acknowledge something. The fact that you are where you are is a result of how you operate and what you believe to be true. So if we acknowledge that, then changing where you are is a function of changing what you believe to be true and the way you're operating.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's good about that is that, you know, your story is, this is where I am, this is where I've been, based on what I've believed and how I've operated my business. Well, I've now changed my mind about that. This is how what I believe is possible, or I'd like to create. These are some new tools and some people that I'm working with to show me how to operate that way, since they've gone further than I have. And now I'm pulling my team together based on that. So my experience, my outcome, my, you know, the things that I'm going to experience in the next little while is going to be a reflection of that. What I'm saying is, you are where you are based on what you believe to be true and how you've been operating according to those beliefs. And you can change that at will. All you need to do is hook into or lock into somebody who's further along, and they can help you make those adjustments. And then the tools are the tools, whatever tools they may apply and so forth. But you've got that ability to change the course of your story. And so if you're looking for a, quote, excuse, you know, how do I explain to somebody this is how long I've been in the business and this is where I'm at, it's very simple. This is how long I've been in the business, this is where I'm at, and it's based on how I've approached this. However, I've now hooked up with and then explain how are things different. Mm-hmm. Because if they're not different, then you're just selling BS and you know it. But if you create a difference, if you change the situation somewhat by getting involved with somebody who's further ahead, by you know, creating a strategy and a goal, if it's different for you, it's different. And then that's why things can be different. That's why you can now, with excitement and enthusiasm, look forward to creating a new story or adding to the one that you have.
Mm-hmm.
But keep doing the same thing over and over again, and, you know, you're not going to change the story much.
Right. Right. Right.
And by the way, doing the same thing over again is not 100% mechanism. I'm not talking mechanism. You've all been to HBM. I'm talking intention. Intention is what drives results. So you may be doing the same actions per se, or a lot of what you've done in the way of actions are going to be repeated. But the intention behind those actions is where the adjustment needs to be.
And I the thought just pumps into my mind is something that your upline, Reed Nelson, always says to people in that situation where if your intention was really to just share your story and move product and generate volume and go to silver, that's great. But however, if that intention now has changed and you say you're looking at gold and platinum and beyond and you want to do that, well, the phrase that Reed so eloquently, you know, the wellness previews that we have here in Portland, he always, literally, I mean, it's like if I've heard him say this once, I've heard him say it 100 times, he finishes it off by saying, hey, look it, whether you join me in this business, because I am looking for business partners, and I'd love to have you as part of the team, because I really think this could, you know, make an impact into your future. However, that being said, if you choose not to, that's fine, that's okay. However, you owe it to yourself and to your family's future to hook up with these products. And you'd be absolutely foolish not to. And so he presents that as, look, you're just plain stupid. You know, you're, as a mentor of mine, Ray Crum, said, you're dumber than a box of rocks. You know, if you don't hook up with these life-altering products, because they will change your life for the better. And if you take good care of them, you know, as Dennis and Ruth Williams shared with us years ago, you take good care of them, these things will last forever. It's a no-brainer. The business is not for everybody. But I think if we use that, I'm answering my own question, and, you know, piggybacking on what you said, dealing with the intention, if we really make that decision to go out there and say, you know, look, this is where I've been, this is where I want to go, however, this is what I'm doing to change it. I'm looking for some business partners.
If I can add to that,
yes.
I'll give it to you in a metaphor. If I said to you, you know, let's play football today, the context is football, and that could mean anything. That could mean throwing a ball around in the park. That could be playing outside the house.
In different countries, it may be soccer
right.
in their mind, and it may be football, as we think football here in the United
sure.
States and Canada. It's too
so let's be more specific. I'll say let's play American football. Let's play on a football field. In fact, let's go ahead and play in a football league. Now, what's happened, what's changed, is the commitment that is associated with that vision. All of a sudden now, my behavior is going to adjust to the vision. If I have any intentions of really playing football in a league, then I'm going to have to register in that league. I'm going to have to get the equipment. I'm going to have to go to practices. All of a sudden, my behavior is adjusted accordingly, according to the vision. So the vision dictates behavior. Now, if I said to you, and that, by the way, we're still talking football, and we're just talking playing football. The analogy is, let's build a network marketing business, a generality, versus let's build a NECN business. A little bit more focused, we now know the field that we're playing in, but it's still somewhat of a generality. If I said to you then, let's go ahead and assemble this year's Super Bowl championship team. Let's play on this year's Super Bowl championship team. Now, in your mind, immediately you see the difference in the context, the change. Now we're talking about the peak performers. You know, we're talking about the cream of the crop. We're talking about a level of commitment that is beyond excellence. And so you see the shift in context according to the vision, and then all of a sudden the shift in our commitment level would also have to take place. And so what I'm talking about going out and building is not a NECN business, but a team that is going to build something. In this case, it's a Super Bowl championship. Well, what is your big idea? What's your championship? What is it that warrants a team assembling? Why should people join this team? What is it that this team has to offer the world? What is it this team is going to create that makes a difference in NECN? That helps NECN become every home a Wallace home. What is this team, uniquely your team, not my team, not Vance's team, your team, what is this team going to do in the world that matters, whether it's locally, nationally, internationally? What does your team matter? What is the energy that's going to draw that team together? That's the big idea. When you get clear on that, like this woman who's doing classrooms, she's clear. Her impact in the world will come through that vehicle of classroom. So she's obviously going to attract parents and children who are interested in making classrooms better. So she's going to assemble that team by virtue of the magnetic attraction, the field of energy that that vision holds. And if you don't have that, if you just have a generality, I'm in NECN, I do NECN part-time, that's such a generality that doesn't have the power to attract players. If you have a bigger focus, a bigger vision, and that vision can be articulated much more precisely, then you now have more horsepower in your vision, and it, by automatic, will start to attract the people who can make that vision a reality. And so often, too often, we make our business about ourselves. You know, what I'm doing for my family, what I'm doing for my income, forget you. That's a consequence anyway. What are you going to do for NECN? What are you going to do for NECN that would reward you and the people you do it with sufficiently well that'll make a great story? It'd make it worth doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want to start thinking about.
And that's that's the greatest way to finish off our time, because I'm looking at the clock going, okay, we're about out. And, you know, Mike, it really is. It's so much more than just about us. It really is about, and I'm not saying that it's all NECN and we've got to follow them hook, line, and sinker. However, their mission statement is so much bigger than any one of us or any 10 of us or 100 of us combined. It's really about, hey, we have the opportunity to make a difference in the world where we live. So if we can take what we've experienced and share that with a few other people, all the other great things about you know, being in business for yourself but not by yourself, having a, you know, multiple sources of income through multiple people. It's not multiple network marketing companies at the same time. I've seen too many people do that, and that just, anyways. But it really comes down to what you're just saying. Hey, the intention's got to be there, and if we see ourselves bigger than we are, not egotistically bigger, simply, hey, this, I've latched onto something that's so much bigger than who I am, and I just love for you to join me in what I'm doing and let people have the opportunity. Mike, on that note, if people are wanting to see more of what the what do you call it, the success track? No, the wellness track.
Wellness track.
And it's the website is simply, again,
www.thewellnessnetwork.com.
And it's really laid out, and if you're not computer savvy like I am, that you struggle, you're going to run into a few things, but I think if you get in there and there's a support network in place, again, you guys, just, again, I'm not saying it's just, but it's a system. It's a program. It may or may not be for you. You may just think, oh, man, this is what I've been looking for. It'll give me a track to run on. And then maybe some of the things that Mike has shared are the things that you were missing, that, hey, I've got to change my focus because I am a silver, and I have been sitting here for 6, 7, 8 years. Not sitting, not in a negative sense, just simply I've not been achieving where I want to be, and it's not become the full-time career that I want it to become.
Well, let me add to that. You know, the wellness track was built so that I could do what it is that I intend to do. Every time I've gone into a big push in the business, it's always been preceded by the creation of some tools that reflect where we're at. So that's why the wellness track exists. It is simply a mechanism that I put in place for me to go on and build my business in today's terms.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense to me. Makes perfect sense. So again, it may not be for everybody, and there's other things out there. That's the beauty of it. And going back to something I said many minutes ago, is that we're all independent wellness consultants, so we can build this however we want to. This is not a cookie cutter. Nikan, one of the beautiful things about Nikan is they don't, when you sign up as a wellness consultant, they don't say, hey, this is what you have to do, and this is the quota you need to hit, and these are our requirements, you know. They've never, ever done that. They allow us to build it independently as fast or slow, as big or as small as we want to. So, Michael, thank you so very, very much for being on the call again. It's been a pleasure. And
you're very welcome. Thank you.
I hope it was enjoyable for you as it was for me. And yep. Look forward to seeing you in Orlando. And, again, if you had people that you think it would benefit to hear Mike's story and what he shared, www.growingandwellness.com is the website. You can hear portions of this interview on that website, or if you think the CD would be helpful, pick it up, pass it on to somebody, you know, or it's a great thing to have in your library. Take advantage of the auto ship program that Brad and Beth have set up and go from there. So I want to thank you guys for being on the call. It's been a pleasure. As always, don't forget, next Saturday morning, same time, same number. And so we get it on the recording in case somebody hears this that is not familiar. The phone number is simply 719. No, that is not the phone number. that's a Colorado phone number. It's 319-279-1000. And the code to join us is 62862#. So look forward to talking with you next Saturday. Everybody have a great weekend. Take advantage and utilize the next couple weeks building up to the Rhythm event. And we'll talk to you next Saturday. Thank you so much.